The flattening of the curve. It has started to flatten, so the experts tell us, in Queensland and around Australia. Increasingly strict distancing and isolation measures seem to be making themselves felt. So what happens next in the battle against COVID-19? Professor Nigel McMillan, Program Director of Infectious Diseases and Immunology at the Griffith University's Menzies Health Institute. So we've been contacted by a listener who has a relative who is a childcare worker and is a couple of links down the chain from someone who is a confirmed COVID-19 case. So she's been in close contact with, we'll call it a middle person. So there's sort of a couple of steps between her and the other person. So she feels that she's at fairly solid risk of being infected. However, she's been told she can't have a test because she hasn't personally had contact with the confirmed case and has no symptoms, and that she should still go to work. She works in childcare, so she's deemed to be an essential worker. Now, theoretically, that could change really quickly. Should the person that she'd been in contact with, who has had the close contact with the person who has been tested positive, should that person start showing symptoms and test positive, this A could take a couple of weeks to show itself. And in the meantime, the person who contacted us with the concern says that this person's potentially at risk of getting the disease, spreading it amongst her co-workers, the parents she comes into contact with, who, you know, obviously they're all now essential workers. So this wouldn't be an isolated case. So the logic in this sort of thing on testing?
It's a really important question, and I can understand people's concerns around how we're going about this. So, I mean, in terms of testing, well, I think we've done a pretty good job of rationing the resources that we've had, and that seems to be easing now. So I noticed, for example, in WA, they are widening their testing regime, and I think that will happen here soon too. In terms of this particular case, so what Queensland Health do, and what all health agencies do, is the primary person who tests positive, so all their close contacts should go into isolation and be watchful for symptoms and be tested if they get symptoms. So no one else needs to go into isolation other than the close contacts of the first, or the index case, if you like. So this person's second down the chain, or third down the chain, so a contact of a contact. So their risk is very, very low. And so, of course, if the second contact starts getting signs, they become a primary contact, and they would be then told to isolate if they've been in contact with that person during that infectious period. So that's the way we handle it. Otherwise, we'd be putting huge amounts of people in isolation where we don't particularly need to, and the risk is quite low. So that's just pretty much epidemiology 101. That's how we do it, and we're not really... It's proven very workable, and it works well for other countries. Singapore do it exactly the same way as well. So I understand the worry and the concern, but that person who's second or third hand down the chain is, at this stage, is a very, very low risk. No more risk than if she was walking around in the community.